Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Ow! I am standing and I'm making sassy moves. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. What a wonderful day to be reading. It's sunny, even though it's probably humid. I haven't really checked in a while. And when I mean a while, I mean since, like, 2:30? So it's been a couple of hours. It's always, the weather is always changing here. I almost feel like moving. And another reason why I'm actually saying that is because there are so many freaking buildings. I'm sorry. I'm really frustrated with the mayor, because I think this was before the student population declined. It has plummeted. And I think this happened after the mayor okayed all those buildings for student housing. They have torn down so many historical buildings. It is insane. Anyways, you're tuning in for me reading a book to you. Oh, golly. Okay, so fortunately, really, supposedly, I had originally planned on reading the entirety of the rest of the book, which happens to be 6 pages, but I've learned that in the past, well, I mean, it's still happening, but I'm really trying not to rush myself anymore, because otherwise I'm just causing a lot more stress, and I don't want to get any more gray hairs than I already do. Yes, I said I have, I have gray hairs. It's really sad. I'm a little not surprised, though, because the more you stress out, the more gray hairs you get. I started stressing out the day I turned 18. Actually, wait, scratch that. I started stressing out the day I turned 16. Let's see. Why did I start stressing out? I don't know. I guess because I started thinking about my future. Yeah, I suppose that would be it. My mom, I've actually known this for some time. My mom started getting gray hairs when she was, I think she said she was 21. It's pretty early. I actually started getting gray hairs like 2-3 years ago. Actually, 2 years ago, because I was still living here. Yeah. Yikes. So there is actually a bit of a time for me to, what did I do? Sorry, I'm noticing that I'm missing some things on my Microsoft software. Toolbar is missing. What happened to my toolbars? Is that it? No. Oh, wow. How did I do this? I do not understand how I did that. Is that? No, that's not what happened. No, that's not it. I guess I'll have to figure it out later. This is not good. Okay. I'll figure it out later. This wasting time on my broadcasting. Although, in honesty, there I do have like quite a bit of a time to read. So, that's what I was trying to get to. Oh my gosh, I'm going crazy. I really do need to change jobs. This is not good. Okay, I'm actually not going to go into that. Too much time to talk about that freaking job. That, and I just, it's too, my job, the situation with my job is just too speechless that I don't really want to talk about it, honestly. Yikes. But, sorry, let's get back to the book. So, I actually tried to figure out whether to read the entirety of the ending, but as I said, I am not going to do that because otherwise I'd be rushing myself. And as you can tell, I am slightly calm. I'm not entirely stressed. I'm not entirely rushing myself. I'm trying to stay calm. I actually need to look that up. I was listening to... I'm getting distracted again. Sorry. So with the book, we are reading... How is it I've already forgotten the title? I've been reading this book to you guys for well over a month. This book is called The Royal Conspiracy. I have two descriptions for it. Shoot. And I changed that document, didn't I? Yes, I did. Okay. I know where I can find it. Okay, so... I wrote two descriptions for the book. If you guys don't know, I've been reading books on this radio show for almost the entire time I've had this show. I'd say about 2 years now. It's almost about to be 3 years, I think, which is incredible, by the way. I don't even know how long I'm going to keep the radio show, which is probably a good thing because I'm actually really enjoying this. But anyways, the book that I'm reading to you all is called The Royal Conspiracy, and I wrote two descriptions for it. And here I'm going to read, even though I've already started the book, I'm going to go ahead and read to you all the original description I've had for it. It was The Royal Conspiracy, right? So I should be able to find that easy. I actually do not remember where I put it in the... There it is. Okay. So here's the original description. It seems like your average prince in the pauper story for girls. The heiress was once an orphan who got caught stealing from a thief's tribe. He adopted her, raised her as his own while training her. The princess grew up most of her life without a father. She was raised by her mother and the help of a nursemaid. The two were born identical and had a lot in common, though their lifestyles seemed different like night and day. They would have grown their lives apart, not knowing a thing about each other. But fate decreed they wouldn't. See, I did the opposite there. And now the alternate description, which I normally use for the radio segments here, this is how the alternative description goes. Inspired by several prince and pauper films, this story tells of two smart women. The adopted heiress learned to survive. The princess had a fashion designer for a father figure. Though they led separate lives in different worlds, the two held so much in common. They would have grown their lives apart, but fate decreed they wouldn't. So how do you like that? I almost forgot. Oh, do I stay or do I go? Shoot. I'll have to do... I'm going. Sorry, I forgot that there was going to be a live Twitch stream with a company that I really like. They make my favorite Nancy Drew games. I forgot that they were doing the live stream this week. I'll watch their live stream tomorrow night. Yeah. Because tonight there's a film going on downtown on the university campus, and I really want to see it considering I've never seen it before. Anyways, how much time do I have left? I think I still have some time to talk. I forgot what the total minutes were. It was... Yeah, I think I still have a few more minutes. What I decided to do was I'm just going to read like a few pages because there's only 6 pages left. Wait, let me check that again. Sorry. I just want to make sure I'm accurate for you guys. No, there's 6.5 pages. Sorry, 6.5 pages. And so I've decided what I'm going to do is read just a few pages for today and a few pages next week. I actually am planning on having a vacation this month. So when that happens, I'm not going to do any radio shows on that week, which is the week after next week. I'm not positive if my vacation has been, if my vacation request has been accepted or not. So I won't know until this coming week, which is really disappointing. I would really like to know ahead of time so that I can make sure I can do my cancellations and stuff. Because, oh my gosh, I need a vacation. Because I'm going to take the definition of vacation to a heart. I am not going to do any videos for both my YouTube channels. I am not going to do radio shows. I'm not going to do segments for the radio show that same week. I am not going to do I'm not going to do recording sessions. Well, I might. But because I really need to get some personal stuff solved. I need to get some stuff done for Special Olympics. Good grief. There's just so much going on that I need to take care of. And I need to get rid of the stress in my life. I'm so tired of it. I need a new job. And again, I'm not going to go into details about my job because that would be rude of me and it would be a bit irresponsible. I mean, I am tired of complaining about my job and I am tired of complaining about the stress that I have. I need to, you know what, that's a different topic for another day. Anywho, let's go on. I think I'm just going to go ahead and start reading, even though there's a bunch of time left. Just a few minutes left. By the way, I am actually trying to make a video. I'm trying to render a video while this show is going on. So if there's any sound in the background, I do apologize. It will take just a few seconds for me, though, just to click OK and close the program. So anyways, let's go ahead and, oh, wait, I never did get a recap for what happened last Friday. Okay, so what happened last Friday in the reading is that, I forgot there was an accent in his name. I forgot about that. Okay, sorry. So Moira, or her nickname Mosey, she got to talk to, she got to talk to Tanaski, and Tanaski learned of what happened between Mosey and Tanaski's dad. So she thought that she could try to summon the Prince Paolo of the Koro tribe to try to solve a few things to make sure that he can go back to her family's tribe to continue on with the offer of getting him as an ally. But things don't go according to plan. At least I didn't technically write that scene. It's just assumed that's what happened. But Tanaski did get to be inside Queen Veronica's room while Teeter was there. Teeter is her adopted father, and I think I need to start reading. So I'm just going to try to hurry this up just a little bit. He explained of what happened with the opportunity of getting an ally, and the queen is a little bit shocked. So is Tanaski. And he doesn't technically explain, but Tanaski knows his little tics of what he does when he's worried about something or concerned. So she got to talk to him, even though that conversation is not really written in. And Teacher goes back to Mosey, which means he's at the fashion studio. And they talk about, you know, they actually apologize to each other, which is really cool, really good. And that's when Teacher realizes Snasky is probably already talking to Paolo. And in comes in Tanasky, and she is panicked. And I'm going to go ahead and start there because I think I'm already cutting it close. So here we go. She rushed. Everyone stared at her in shock. She rushed to close the door and to the designer. Her eyes bulged with fear and her face pale. Her whole person trembled in panic. Uh-oh. Sorry. Hang on a second. Didn't realize. Hide me, quick! She hissed. She saw the princess. We have to hide. Now! What happened? She asked with worry. I called for... Before another word came out of her mouth, Yosef from the storage room came out, calling for Mr. Thomason. Mr. Dumisan! The designer groaned when he recognized that breathy, horrid British accent. He stepped into the room. He and Mosey came out earlier. He grabbed the flats and hard decoration before turning to his male model.
Mr. Dumisan, what is the commotion? I cannot concentrate.
Yosef, you are fired, he said bluntly.
What? But...
His voice squeaked. Mr. Thomason smacked the decoration on the back of Yosef's head, causing him to pass out. He sighed as he walked back to the situation at hand.
Goodness, I do not want to be on the bad side, Mosey said.
Mr. Thomason winced. Now, Tanasky, tell us what has happened, her father said. Why are you so frightened?
Mother intruded on my conversation with Paolo. She found out about him importing some goods. Oh, no,
Mosey whispered.
She has all the guards searching for his location and anyone else who has illegal foreign goods.
What does that have to do with you and Moira? Mr. Thomason asked. As she breathed heavily, she looked at him.
Some of the guards know I'm not the princess.
Mosey groaned as her father and the designer widened their eyes in confusion.
I don't know how they figured it, but I have a feeling they're telling the others. They're searching for us, too. We have to hide.
How did Mother learn of Paolo?
Mosey wondered, narrowing her brows.
I don't understand. She walked in the room while we conversed.
Throne room?
Tanasky nodded.
We seriously need more doors there.
She sighed.
How does she take on his importing? What do you think? Mother grew furious. After forcing him out, she babbled on how she thought this never would happen again. That I don't understand. Yes, I forgot to brief you on the laws we've been dealing with lately. It's illegal to import anything in the kingdom without our consent.
Mosey then remembered more on Prince Paolo. Before she could bring it up, they all heard shouts and cries coming from different directions. Ooh. Sorry. It began. The princess feared that would happen. It seemed the guards decided to overdo their search. Citizens of Anur were panicking and running amok. Teacher worried. He kept thinking the stress of that being put on the queen's heart. He knew it couldn't be good. More importantly, he knew she needed consolation. Is that the right word? I don't know. Not because of the stress, but of the rash mind. She shouldn't be doing that. They had to get to her. Come on, Mr. Thomason said. Tanasky followed him to the bedroom.
Why the bedroom?
You'll see. The two hurried to the secret parts of his studio. Teeter ran out to the studio instead. Mosey grew startled to see him do that. She ran after him. As much as she had to see her mom, she wanted to see where he went off.
Wait, where are you going?
In a matter of minutes, they arrived at the palace. When they did, one of the royal archers believed Teeter belonged to the Koro tribe. The archer prepared an arrow and aimed at him, reaching the stairs. As the arrow effortlessly flew from its bow, Queen Veronica stepped out her palace doors to see the havoc she caused. She then saw Teter before hearing an odd whistle in the air. The archer's arrow pierced Teter's shoulder, too close to his heart. "No!" Veronica screamed, while Mosey yelled in fear. She rushed to him before her daughter did. She kneeled on the ground, her dress trailing behind. "Teter, please, wake up! Don't die, please don't die," Mosey whispered. Veronica couldn't stop staring at the arrow. She looked in the direction it came from. The archer saw her face filled with fear and anger. He gulped. "You fool! You see Teter every day! How could you not recognize him?" "Veronica," Teter whispered weakly. She gasped and turned to see his eyes barely open. "Teter, my love," she choked on whatever word that wouldn't come out. Her hand reached for his. "My princess," he whispered, cupping her cheek. "Call off the guards." Her brows narrowed as she smiled faintly. "I'm not your princess. I am your queen." "Not," he whispered in pain. He grunted before looking at the arrow. He broke off the tip he could see, but couldn't reach his back to pull out the other half. I can't reach." Mosey did it for him. "You're not going to die?" Veronica asked hoarsely. He coughed and shivered. The queen worried. "Call off the guards. They're after our daughters." He watched her nod before he passed out. "Teter, Teter," stopped her mother. "Listen to him," she said softly. Veronica nodded again. Mosey leaned down to hear his heart. She sighed of relief when she could feel its beating and see his chest slightly move up and down. She raised her head to look at her mother. "I'm going to Mr. Thomason. He has her hidden from the guards."
"Mr. Thomason?"
Mosey stood. "Wait.
She has to know what happened."
Her mother sighed and agreed. As she fetched Tanaski, the queen physically moved Teter to her bed. Though she felt odd to do so, she didn't know where to take him. The queen then called for one of her palace guards that stayed inside. She told him to find a doctor and call off all searches that had been placed. "Unless it's from Paolo, I want all items returned to their owners." The guard nodded and hurried away. 10 minutes later, the doctor arrived, as well as Mosey and Tanaski. The heiress wore her teal cloak. She kept her head low so the hood would drape over her face.
"Has he awakened?"
"No, but he mumbles. It worries me,"
Queen Veronica replied.
"I brought his medical bag," Tanaski spoke.
The doctor widened his eyes in shock.
"He's a doctor?"
he asked, befuddled.
"Father uses herbal medicines to heal his patients."
He narrowed his brows and eyes.
"Why didn't he use that when he needed it?"
"For the same reason you're here." He looked at her when he gulped.
"I'm sorry, Your Majesty."
He tended to Teter's wound. Tanaski followed him. She didn't intend on leaving the room. Before sitting by his side, she coughed into her arm. The doctor kneeled down beside the bed. He opened his and Teter's bags. It actually took a while before anything happened. When Tanaski's father groaned, the doctor put his things away. He mumbled incoherently.
My Tanny. My princess.
With Tanaski sitting next to him, she heard what he said. Whoops, lost my place. Her brows narrowed in confusion.
Princess?
She sighed while sweat glazed her forehead. Tanaski wiped off what she could.
Tanaski, are you okay? You don't look well. I'm fine.
The doctor was suspicious as well. He decided to check her vitals. In order to do so, he had to touch the hood. That made Mosey nervous.
Is that necessary?
He eyed her. He ended in leaving the hood alone.
Miss Tanaski, have you eaten anything unusual?
Tanaski groaned before placing a hand on her forehead.
No, I haven't,
she whispered. She vaguely remembered a conversation with someone.
I did meet someone new.
Mosey's eyes grew big as a thought came to her. Could Paolo really stoop so low? She wasn't sure. Tanaski coughed, raising her arm, as blood landed on her flesh. Veronica and Mosey rushed to her with worry. They didn't expect that. Her sights went blurry as dizziness crawled into her head. She touched her head. As her person fell back in a faint, the hood slipped off. The doctor gasped. His eyes widened at the sight. Mosey panicked. She quickly grabbed his bag and pulled him away. He stuttered while she tried to get him out of her mother's room. Before pushing him through, the princess opened the door. She breathed heavily when she closed it.
Oh, goodness, I hope he doesn't tell,
she whispered. He won't, Moira. Mosey looked at her. He is the family doctor. Whatever happens, I trust he doesn't tell anyone.
Mother, I can...
She stopped when her mother raised an opened hand. She knew what that meant. Be quiet. You don't need to explain.
I know, my Moira. I have since Tuesday. What? But how?
When I heard someone try to get in the royal mines. Her daughter gulped. I had a feeling something was off. Once I conversed with you, or who I thought was you, I knew. I wanted her to tell me on her time. On her time, not yours.
What?
Mosey said slowly with big eyes.
There is more than one way to become friends, my Moira.
She turned toward Tanaski.
What do you think happened?
And that, I believe, is where I'm going to stop. Shoot, I went over time. All right. Ow.
Wow, I haven't heard that in my ear in a while.
Okay, so I'm going to have to bid you all adieu. Song is probably going to be cut in half. I don't know. But anyways, I'm going to have to bid you all adieu. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with We Can Work It Out by the Beatles. Bye, everyone.
Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say good night. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Try to keep my